part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number again, 888-340-3373. And if you're one of those people out there listening to the big program here, and you've allowed yourself to be photographed, and
you want to take firsthand testimonials of revenge porn?
Well, no, I'm just curious if you've ever allowed for yourself to have been photographed in, shall we say,
a less than fully dressed state.
Right.
But the thing about revenge porn...
A somewhat compromising way.
The thing about revenge porn, though, in particular, and this is where I kind of draw the line. Married couples, do whatever you want, be whatever you want, have as much fun as you possibly want. That doesn't bother me.
But what if you get divorced?
Well, if you get divorced, then that should be covered in the settlement. There should be like, you know, okay, all photos that we took belong to me or whatever.
Okay.
But at least there you have some legal covering and obligation.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with revenge porn is you've got, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about porn. Baldwin and McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. I kind of think we need some like Barry White or something playing in the back.
You sound like a...
No, I don't. But the thing about revenge porn is that these are people, by the nature of the definition of what it is, these are people that are hooking up. They're not people married. They're hooking up. So, scorned ex-lover or friend. It doesn't say spouse.
Right.
So, but
dating has enough of a foothold in society and a culture, Kevin.
But is that wise? That's my question.
Well, to some people who are dating 3 and 4 years, who are at that place of, well, gosh, maybe we're going to marry each other.
See, I don't think they're going to.
Well, okay.
If you've been living together for 4 years and you still can't decide, if he can't, because let's face it, ladies, it's usually the guy that can't decide, right? If he hasn't figured it out 4 years in, give up on him. Drop him. Say, see ya. I'm out of here.
You know what's weird about that?
What's that?
Literally in the last 2 or 3 weeks, I've met 2 couples
mm-hmm.
who had dated 6, 7, 8, and 9 years and then got married.
Were they living together the whole time?
I don't know. But they dated for extended, lengthy periods of time and then
eventually
married.
Really good reasons why... And you and I are believers.
Think about those revenge porn archives.
No kidding. Well, especially since the smartphones have come out. But you and I are Bible-believing Christians. And so there's this kind of, well, you guys are the old fundamentalists. You come to it from that moralistic, prudish viewpoint. And yeah, I guess that's probably me. I call me a prude. But there's good reasons why.
Sure.
God designed it so that you took a legal covering and a commitment and agreement, and you entered into that before you got all up on the nakedness.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason for that is the protection that legal covering and everything gives you. We're so dang determined to do it the opposite way than the way God designed it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we honestly think, I'm smarter than God. I can figure it out. I don't need him telling me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? Everything backwards. We hook up first. Then we decide if we want a date.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move in together. Then we get pregnant. Then maybe we get married.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it used to be, ask dad's permission to go out on the date.
Mm-hmm.
Pursue like you had to, you know, win the greatest prize of your life. Then ask dad again to get to marry. Then you get married. oh, and then you start having sex, and then you have the babies, and everything else kind of fun. There was this rationale completely disconnected from God, from his commandment, that made sense to do it in that order as opposed to the order we... Because now we have revenge porn. Right. And it's something that we now need to make our state legislatures fill up their days with. Oh, should we pass this? There's 3,501 signatures on the woman's page and revengeporn.com. By the way, this is how she defines it. A form of cyber rape that involves the distribution of sexually explicit photos and or videos of an individual, either real or photoshopped. Well, there goes every celebrity in all of Hollywood and most of public life. I think, please don't take me up on this, I think I heard somewhere once that there are fake nudes of Queen Elizabeth.
Moving right along.
Photoshopped online. So I'm sure the Queen's very outraged about the revenge porn that's going on around her out there. My point being, these things are on the Internet. The Internet is saturated with them. The definition continues. Revenge porn, sometimes called involuntary porn. Now, wait a second. How does she get away defining it that way? Did you agree to take the picture when the guy snapped it?
Yes.
Snap, snap, snappy, snap, snap, snap.
But
that was involuntary?
No, it's involuntary when it is exploited.
Distributed.
Distributed publicly. That's the point.
But it wasn't involuntary when you were like... I would be a horrible porn star. I just know that. Anyway,
we really need to move along.
Sometimes now. Called involuntary porn, usually posted by a scorned ex-lover or friend in order to seek revenge after a relationship gone sour. And they want to ban it in all 50 states. There's legislation now working its way through in 4 states. Because, God forbid, we actually work on legislation that does real things, like stopping the killing of unborn children or stuff like that. Even if you pass this, Stephen, do you honestly think, if they pass it, do you honestly think that it's going to stop the phenomenon?
No.
No. You know why? People make up a fake email address.
Well, that's true, too. But I think it, you know, probably if enough people get convicted of what seemingly is breaking someone's anonymity in regard to this type of material, it could be a deterrent for others.
See, here's good old Uncle Kev's thought on this. You don't want to be the victim of revenge porn. Don't take naked, naughty pictures of people that you're not married to.
Right.
That's the solution to me, and it doesn't cost any taxpayer money to argue about. Just don't do it.
That makes very good sense.
You keep saying that, and I feel somewhat, dissed when you say it. It's like... You're condescending towards me.
No!
I'm this naive puppy living in this dream world.
Well, I didn't say that. I'm saying
you
that...
You did in every way except the exact words.
I'm just saying that there's probably a whole lot more people out there engaging in this, and to them, and to the mainstream of our culture, it's now normal. This is normal, Kevin.
This is the world we live in. I live on Mars.
This is normal.
Let's go to line one. Robbie calling from the UAN, watching in Dallas, Texas, on channel 47, and we love those guys. Robbie, welcome. You're on with Baldwin. That's him, and McCullough. That's me. Glad you're here.
Hi guys, how you doing tonight?
Doing okay. You're up. Go.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No. You go ahead. You call. Your turn.
I agree with both of you. I mean, you know, laws have to advance with technology, but also I see your point, McCullough, with the, you know, as far as the prosecution of it and what, you know, would it be, would it stick, you know, in every case?
Well, my situation is not even will it stick. The reason she wants to pass this law is because she wants to stop this practice, right? That's
right.
A fair thing to assume.
Mm-hmm.
Will passing a law stop this practice?
Right.
I don't think it will. I don't think it will.
No, I don't think that it will across the board, but I believe that if you know, it could lead to violence or it could lead to someone stalking someone, you know, an office setting. I know I personally have seen a case where in an office setting, you know, a picture got out and was distributed to, you know, male workers.
Yep.
You know, and I mean, that could lead to
other
crimes.
And to your point, Robbie, exactly.
Thanks, Robbie.
Listed here on endrevengeporn.org, it says the non-consensual posting of material like this has led to some victims to suffer extortion, identity theft, defamation, stalking, and harassment at the hands of the perpetrator and other
actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real, performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes. Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Quite simply, the question is, should revenge porn be banned? It's Baldwin McCullough. The phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough's view, we're pretty much so far around the bend, it's not going to do any good. So why waste assemblies, times, et cetera, et cetera? That's my view. But, Stephen, just before we went to break, you were reading from the endrevengeporn.com's website, and there were some additional reasons there that Holly Jacobs, the woman who started this website, who was a victim of revenge porn, there's some things that she said is that should be taken into consideration as to why it may be a good thing to sign this petition and turn this into a law.
Sure, and our last caller, Robbie, kind of made this point as well, that this type of attack on a person can lead to other things. And it says right here on that website, the non-consensual posting of material like this has led to some victims to suffer extortion, identity theft, defamation, stalking, and harassment at the hands of the perpetrator and other internet users. So it's not just the embarrassment of whatever happens when somebody seeks that revenge. Now, by having whatever images of you posted and your personal information, your email, your address, phone numbers, things like that, it's just this kind of potential ganging up on or bullying.
Yeah. But I bet if you were to go to most states, Stephen, this is just my guess, that there would be laws against defamation. There would be laws against stalking. There would be laws against identity theft.
Right.
I mean, those laws are already in place. And so if somebody does something that contributes to the furtherance of that act against you, there's already laws in place that cover those things.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that we shouldn't pass this law because it may be one more way of protecting and kind of a bulletproof kind of setting against those? Maybe so. And it's not that I'm totally opposed to the idea of having laws that ban terrible things. I think about human behavior a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going, you get guys that are crazy enough to drag these women into these situations and say, hey, let me take these pictures, and or a woman that does vice versa to the man, don't want to be an equal employer or offender here, you know, it could go either way. And then something doesn't go well, and they think, this is the way I get even with them.
Right.
And
I think to the point and the specifics of where this lady's coming from, I think what's interesting is this is probably a demographic of people who are functioning in some kind of a normal range. Like, they're not swingers, and they're not, you know,
right.
This and that. This is just a regular, everyday gal who, because she had a long-distance relationship in a very loving, in that dynamic, honorable, you know, let me send you a sexy photo, whatever, which to you and me is foolish from our perspective. And believe me, before I became a born-again Christian, 25 years in Hollywood, blah, 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 I was always smart enough to be very careful when I was on certain sets of films to not allow myself to ever be photographed by the crew in compromising
ways. Right, 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 right.
It's a little ironic because you can just go get the stupid movie, but, you know. But the point to that is people are now the perception of that not just being such a big deal anymore is why people are willing to go down that road.
Right, right.
So I think it's an interesting thing. I think
a generation ago, maybe two generations ago, a guy asks a woman to take those kinds of pictures before they're married or not in context of even a
sure.
commitment. And I think she probably slaps him and says, you're not for me, I'm moving on.
Right.
Nowadays, you're saying, the culture's saying, this woman's saying, this is such a predominant problem that these pictures are being taken by everyone all the time, that we have to create these laws that then shut down the distribution.
I don't know
of that
about
stuff.
Predominant problem. I think it's such a normal activity now.
Okay.
That she's saying there should be a confidentiality that comes with it.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Again, don't take your clothes
yes.
off.
Hey, listen.
Just keep your clothes on. Is that hard? I walk around all day, every day. I'm not naked 1 second of those days in public. For some reason, my clothes have never just, like, fallen off of me in the middle of Manhattan somewhere. It's just never happened before. Steven, I can't be sure of. But for me, it's never happened. I promise you.
You've never walked around your home in the nude?
I've done that plenty.
Okay.
But not out in public.
So like James throws...
Not around other people.
Like James throws the iPhone in the swimming pool. Like one day, what if he just clicks the video on, you know, the laptop and you go...
Well, then we got bigger problems. And trust me, nobody going to want to see that naked anyway. All right, so let's take your calls. 888-340-3373. Sandy calling from Troy, Michigan, but not listening on WDTK. No, she's listening on iHeartRadio on her iPad. And, Sandy, we are glad that you're with us. Thanks for being here.
Yep, on the Patriots, 1400 AM Detroit.
Okay, then you are on WDTK.
Yeah, I don't think there should be any law for this. You can't stop every stupid behavior by just implementing a law. These are supposedly mature, consenting adults, and if they're dumb enough to participate in this action, they are knowingly taking this risk.
Mm.
Because Lord knows there is enough examples out there of the negative consequences of emailing your ding-dong or like Mr. Wiener. Or, you know, I mean, it's just, and it, now it's a phenomena. And
that's revenge tweeting there.
Doing it.
Yes.
They're knowingly doing it.
Yep.
And I feel bad for this woman because, like you pointed out, the extortion, stalking, all that stuff, those are already laws. It doesn't stop it. So it would be like banning guns because someone might shoot somebody.
Right.
They might use the gun illegally.
Right.
So
no.
You take this picture and someone might do something bad with it.
Well, and Sandy,
don't
what
do
we're...
It, damn it.
Well, the unfortunate thing... Okay, easy there.
Wow.
Thanks, Sandy. Appreciate the call. Appreciate it. The problem there is that what a lot of people don't know is that the Supreme Court has already said if you use a paid service to communicate through, so you use, I don't know, Verizon. The reason the government went to Verizon on the NSA surveillance stuff and they said, give us all your records, is because the Supreme Court had already said there's no expectation of privacy because people that have contracted with Verizon to conduct their interpersonal communication over cellular phones, a third party has access to not just the date and time and all that, but also the call itself, even being recorded. Every call that's ever been held on the Verizon network, they've got somewhere on a hard drive somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm pretty sure they probably have every picture that's been taken, you know, by one of their cell phones as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the people are going, well, there's no right to privacy here. And I think that's where this law, even if it passes, Holly Jacobs may be up a river here, because at the end of the day, they're like, well, did you expect to be private? Did you expect complete privacy when you were voluntarily allowing that other person with their cell phone through a third-party provider to take that photograph?
Right.
It's going to be an interesting debate in the courts. But what do you think? Should revenge porn be banned? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. He's Stevie B. That's Mr. Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Friesel, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
86.
Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. My name is Stephen Baldwin. He is Kevin McCullough. And this is the most fun you can have in the 2 hours on Saturday night.
No, I think there's one way you could have more fun.
Revenge porn?
Have your 3-year-old take your iPhone and toss it into a swimming pool. It just doesn't get better than
that. I think it's a sign of genius. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, I still am trying to figure that part out.
But the number is 888-340-3373. We've had lots of great calls tonight.
It is Nobel level of irritating dad genius, if that's what you're talking about.
Buddy, I did a lot more than just throw phones in the pool. I threw people in the pool.
You couldn't throw phones.
Knowingly, who couldn't swim.
There were no phones to throw in the pool when you were a kid.
Steven, here's little Susie.
I'm going to take the phone off the wall with the big rotary dial.
She doesn't have her water wings, so be very careful. Come here, Susie. Help me.
Yeah.
That was fun.
You were mean.
That was fun.
And the lovely, and he wonders why the lovely bride won't let him take James and do skydiving and stuff with him.
Right. Not yet.
I bet Uncle Steven showed him how to throw the phone in the pool. I bet I'm finding the real source here.
If I take James now on a tandem skydive, he'll never throw a phone again.
That's pretty true. He'll just be like, going to plane? Okay, so what we're talking about here is this evidently huge dynamic problem pressing. It's almost like Syria is here. like really, really important, and revenge porn is like right there. That's how important of a thing it is.
Huh.
Because they're aiming for 100,000 signatures on this petition, and they got 3,500 so far. Mm-hmm. And that was after the CNN piece aired.
So,
am I being too callous about this?
Well, you're just being Kevin McCullough.
Come on, people, don't take your clothes off. Just keep your clothes on.
Yeah. Well,
how hard is that? If your name's not Baldwin, how hard is that? All right, so here's the thing. She also said this: ignoring this crime. Okay, that's the downside. If we don't ban revenge porn everywhere,
mm-hmm.
is allowing atrocious websites. 10 were found in just minutes using Google. Sweetheart, how long have you been using Google? What took you minutes?
Right.
How about nanoseconds? To exist, whose sole purpose is to defame individuals using pornographic material. And then she lists some other ones that are there and how people have used them and blah, blah, blah. Again, the Internet, here's the thing about the Internet. It is no different than the rest of society. Anything you want on the Internet, you can find. Anything you want in society, you can find. And you can find it on the Internet. So you want to go to a strip show, you can go to a strip show on the Internet. You want to read your Bible? You can read your Bible on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like the purpose that you go there to use it for, that's what you can uncover and do with it. Knowing that, and knowing that most now phones that have cameras are immediately connected to the Internet, 2 + 2 would say it's a bad idea to let somebody who's using a smartphone take a picture of you that you might not want on the Internet.
Right. Exactly. That would be the safest bet.
Because, sweetheart, it doesn't take minutes for that photo to get there. It takes like nanoseconds. And it could be in Google. 888-340-3373. But if you're just joining us, what's happened is there's these victims. They take naughty pictures with their significant others, or their significant others take pictures of them. And then, lo and behold, after they've taken these naughty pictures and they're living together and having the sex, but they're not married, they're just having the sex a lot, they then somehow break up. Shocker. There's no real commitment, there's no real investment into the relationship. I know. If you're in one of those relationships right now, you're thinking, and Stephen, this is what they're thinking, well, that won't happen to me.
Right.
My guy really loves me. Of course, he's not putting a ring on it to demonstrate the love for you, but he's telling you he loves you, babe, so you got to go for it. But then they break up and they turn over these pictures to the web. The person that doesn't want them turned over then turns them over, and he gets revenge. Hence, revenge porn is the name. And so now this woman wants to stop, and revengeporn.com is the website. And we're driving thousands of traffic hits to her site tonight,
sure.
So she should like pay us a referral fee or something. I think this would be a good idea. But will it make a difference? And at the end of the day, and this is how Steve and I are a little different, I don't care about laws. What I care about is, are we fixing the problem?
Mm-hmm.
And if a law does do it, then maybe it's a good thing to do. But if it's not going to have any impact, or very minimal at best, I'm like, why are we wasting our legislators' times with it? So that's what I want to know from you. 888-340-3373. Revenge porn, should it be banned?
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE to 33938.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD. KirkElliottPhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
8986.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. That is this program that you're listening to right now. And if you've been listening, you have found it interesting, intriguing, compelling.
We've said
humorous
porn more times tonight than probably in our entire professional life together.
We didn't want to.
Yeah. No, we'd prefer not to do this topic tonight.
Yeah, but the number is 888-340-3373.
And you were doing some research in that last break on one of the website designers that Holly Jacobs has kind of outed, this guy Hunter Moore.
Right.
We don't want to give the name of his site, but this guy's he's one of the worst offenders of this. He specializes in having a site that just lets people take their bad stuff of their exes and put it online. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that.
And so what'd you learn about him?
Well,
because you were looking at his Twitter and his Wikipedia.
Yeah, just surfing around a little bit there. It does give some information about who he is, where he's from, kind of his upbringing, things like that. But, you know, I don't want to say all of that because you don't know how accurate all that stuff is.
That's true. But it is on Wikipedia, which means it could be updated to the very most recent material.
Yeah.
Michael Scott said it's the most dependable website in the world because anybody can update it. Okay, this is an Office reference. Nobody got it. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Randy watching us tonight on Channel 47 in Fort Worth, Texas. My hometown. Randy, welcome. Glad you're with us on Baldwin McCullough Live.
How's everybody tonight?
We're doing well. Thanks for being here. What's your thought on this?
Well, my thought is that there should be some kind of a law against it, if anything, just as a, you know, a moral statement or whatever, that it's just basically wrong to do that.
Just don't get naked.
Plus, hey, well, how about, you know, covert cameras? You know, you don't even know they're going.
But see, that's an invasion of privacy. And so you can, exactly, you can sue them. You can sue them on that level, because the thing about revenge porn, and this is one of the reasons, Stephen, why I thought this is such an intriguing and weird take. Hidden cameras, that's illegal already. Okay, so you, if you do that and you put that out there, then you can be sent to jail and you can be sent up the river and sued for everything that you owe, and that's fine, because you're a, you know, you're a total a dishonorable person to do that.
Right.
This is a person that willingly got photographed. This is a person that said at some point in time, yeah, it's a good idea for me to let this picture be taken. And then said, oh, but I don't want anybody to see it.
Hmm.
You see the difference?
Well,
it's the intent of the model, not the photographer, that's the difference in this situation.
Yeah, but they didn't have any intentions, I don't believe, of doing that. And that may be where the line should be drawn as far as legality, you know.
So don't get naked.
Yeah.
Just keep your clothes on.
That's there. Bottom line. That's for sure.
All right, Randy. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Chris on line two. He's driving through Iowa and is getting us on XM radio tonight. Hey, Chris, how we doing?
Doing great. Hey, thanks for coming to Iowa, you two. It's nice listening to you out here.
We had a lot of fun there.
Yeah, love your program, too. Get to my point, this lady is trying to redeem herself from some sort of sin and putting a price on her perceived chastity or morality.
What do you mean by that? Explain it.
Well, she's obviously done this already. Now she's trying to avoid the shame that comes along with it. And so if she can make someone pay for it, then it alleviates her guilt.
Hmm. So she's only doing this because of a guilty conscience?
Absolutely.
Not because she's trying to protect other women?
No. Look at her motives. If this wouldn't have happened to her, would she be on this bandwagon?
Would she have started this website?
No. She participated in this act willingly.
Which is what makes it a unique situation. Like, again, Randy said, well, what about hidden cameras? There's laws against that. That's totally covered. You're talking about people that willfully choose to get naked,
right,
and then they don't want to be naked, so they shouldn't have been naked to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's all it is. It's society trying to have a perception of, I'm a really good person, and then she's going to sell this down the road to some other guy and say, no, I never did anything like this. She's deceiving. I mean, that's what it is. And I mean, the whole relationship was built on deception. I mean, that she was originally in that had the cameras going.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's possibly true, Chris. Thanks for the call. You know, in her situation, I mean, to be clear, she said in the interview that we played in the first hour, she was involved in a long-distance relationship. But I don't... Stephen, does that make that any better? If you live with the person, or you're in the close proximity to begin with, and you take the naked pictures, is it any more reliable? Do you have any more confidence that if you're sending them cross country via the internet from one computer to the other, that they're going to make it there without any kind of interference?
It's a good point.
You know what I mean? I mean, how many celebrities have had their cell phones hacked and they had naked pictures of themselves on them, and then lo and behold,
about half a dozen just in the last couple of years.
Yeah, and some rather significant names, and you're going, well, why are you keeping that picture on yourself?
I know.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. 888-340-3373. Now, the real issue here is don't let your kids date anyone for their entire life, and two, don't give them cell phones. And if you do give them a cell phone, encourage them to throw it in the pool, because at the end of the day, it'll stop working.
Kerplunk.
Yeah, it was not a good day from that regard. So here's what I want to know. 888-340-3373. There's legislation in Florida, legislation in California. There's legislation in a couple of other states. Should they just shut down all those right now and just go for a federal law ending revenge porn across the country immediately? 888-340-3373. Is that what should be done? Because you know, Stephen, there's billions of sexed texts that are sent, you know, every month, every week, every day.
Every day.
I mean, I don't think there's going to be any returning from this. I think that we're in the cesspool that the end of times are going to be until Jesus comes back. I think this is what we're stuck with. Sadly, that's what I think.
I kind of agree with that.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean there shouldn't be something that potentially creates a way to deter people from doing it.
To rope it in a little.
Rein it in.
Yeah. Even if it won't work. I'm just a pessimist about it. Steven's the optimist. He's like, hey, let's try to at least aim for...
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
MuchGood.com.
Rekindle the romance. It's Balla McCall live from New York, and it comes at the end of an interesting broadcast. And in all seriousness, if someone has treated you in the way that we've been talking about with this revenge porn, and this is a passionate thing for you, go to revengeporn.com and sign the petition and help change the law and do what you feel like you need to do.
Go to endrevengeporn.
Endrevengeporn.com or .org. Either one will go to the same place. But you can sign the petition and you can be involved there. But the other side of that coin, friend, and maybe I was a little facetious tonight. I'm not in favor at all of guys doing this to girls or vice versa. But let's do introduce some good old fashioned common sense in
sure.
how we approach even our personal relationships, and let's remember that mankind is in essence at the heart of who they are, wicked and sinful. You know, completely untouched by God in our own state. That's what we are. And at the end of the day, we need to remember that about the other people that we interact with on a regular basis. I want to shift gears just for this last segment, Stephen, and ask you. The president came out today and said Syria is in bad situation. They gassed women and children,
right.
1,400 dead. He says he's going to go to Congress and seek their authorization to retaliate in some way. Just your thought on how the president's going about it with Syria, and what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm a little confused because it sure seems like what he's indicated was that was going to be the action that was going to be taken. And then now, after this crescendo and this buildup, all of a sudden he stops and says, well, you know, I really have to leave it up to Congress.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
What do you personally think that we should do? Should we get in? Should we not get in?
I think we should get in.
You think
yeah,
we should get in?
Definitely.
I think it's a no-win situation, one way or the other. I think you've got bad guys. I think if we had helped the rebels early on, I think we could have influenced them a great deal. They're almost wholly owned by Al-Qaeda now.
Right. And you're somebody who... You've said repeatedly on different topics, you don't like it when somebody does something bad to children.
Right. No, I hate that.
So now you have, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of individuals and children who didn't die from,
yeah.
who are just maimed and incapacitated for the rest of their lives. They're going to be vegetables. And I think for that reason, America has always been a leader in not allowing that type of horrific acts.
Rise to the cause. Well, one thing is for certain, friends. Our president, our Congress, our nation need your prayers this holiday weekend. So as you're going about your day-to-day life tomorrow and Monday, before you get back to the work week on Tuesday, take some time and pray for your country. Pray for your president. Pray for your Congress. And if you have any time left over, pray for Stevie B and I, because we could use your prayers.
Amen.
We're not joking. Please, pray for us. We need your help. We need somebody's help. That's for certain. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.